This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Last hour on the show, we finished our off-season NFL content by telling you our picks and our bets on who will win NFL awards this season. That means we are full systems go on week one, content in the National Football League. The whale capper Drew Dinsick stops by in 20 minutes, his best bets for week one. Femi and I will roll through every game, the side and total movement, 40 minutes from now in It Moved. Danny Parkins, our friend from FS1, will join us next hour on the show, and all our bets for tonight will close the Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. But joining us right now, and it means it's football season, Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger, who is the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, welcome back to the show. Happy football season.
It is. It's a great time of the year, Nick. Fabby, good to be with you. If I'm talking to you on a Wednesday afternoon, I know that we're in the start of this football season, so it's good to join you guys.
Oh, it's absolutely the best. And Baldy, we need to start with the season opener tomorrow night, Dallas and Philadelphia. And as we kind of conceptualize this game with Micah Parsons, obviously now no longer in Dallas, in Green Bay, I think the question that Femi and I and other bettors, fantasy players, football fans, what we're asking ourselves is, can the Cowboys get stops defensively against this Philadelphia Eagles offense? So Baldy, we ask you, can the Dallas Cowboys defense get stops against this Eagles offense? And if so, how's it going to happen?
I mean, they could get stops. It's going to be a lot harder without Micah Parsons. I mean, look at them last year without a month without Micah last year. I mean, they were 1-3 and they were dreadful. It's pretty much the same team. You know, they've made a couple of acquisitions, but it's basically the same defense without Micah. You can say that Kenny Clark is a key addition. I mean, The Eagles went up against Kenny Clark last year twice. They didn't have any problem with Kenny Clark inside. You go back and watch the games. I mean, they ran the ball great against Green Bay. First game of the year and in the wild card round of the playoffs. So, I mean, he's, one guy is not going to make that big of a difference inside. But, you know, you make stops in this league because teams make mistakes, Nick, and they get behind the chains and they get in the second and third and long and into a throwing game. And, you know, maybe, you know, Jalen doesn't see the field particularly well tomorrow night if you get him in that situation, or, you know, the timing with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith isn't where it needs to be right now, week one, and you can make some poor decisions and poor throws. And so sometimes it's up to the other team and how they execute as to whether they can get stops or not.
And you'll be on the call of this game nationally for Compass Media coming up tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. And Baldy, one more question on this game, and this is a flat-out betting question. And I'll speak for Femi because I know he agrees with me here. We look at the total. It's 47.5. We both like this over. I think this game's going into the 50s with this Cowboys offense being what it is, the Eagles secondary maybe being a little shaky just compared to the rest of the roster, and obviously on the flip side, Philly's offense against Dallas's defense. Do you see it that way, Baldy, that this is going to be a higher scoring game than expected tomorrow night?
No, because generally the scoring is not big opening week. I mean, teams just haven't played. The execution isn't where it needs to be. I'll tell you this, Nick. I think September is the new August. And so none of these important players that are going to play on the field tomorrow night, from Dak to Jalen to AJ, you know, to CD, I mean, none of these guys have played. And so you can scrimmage, you know, like these teams have, and you can do all these things, but nothing really assimilates the game conditions. So I feel like the offenses are a little bit behind week one and week two in this league. And so I feel like 47 is probably the right amount. I wouldn't go too crazy on the over of that.
Well, too late. I mean, I both like the over in this game, and like, well, we'll see what happens, obviously, tomorrow night in Philadelphia. The flip side, Baldy, of the Micah Parsons deal, the Green Bay Packers, who host the Detroit Lions on Sunday in what should be an awesome game. And it won't surprise you, Baldy, to hear that the Packers have been bet, obviously, since the Micah Parsons trade. Green Bay's now a 2.5-point home favorite in this game against Detroit. Feels to me like people are kind of sleeping on the Lions a little bit. Parsons may not be fully healthy. Nate Hobbs not practicing. Jaden Reed's probably not going to play. I like Detroit a little bit in the game, and they've got obviously great tackles to help maybe even neutralize Micah Parsons if you can. Do you kind of see it that way, Baldy, that Penei Sewell and Decker and this Lions offensive line equipped to handle Micah Parsons and this Packers defense? How do you think that matchup will play out, Parsons against the Lions offensive line, and how that impacts the result of the game?
Well, the Lions offensively, I mean, they've got two players now, Nick, in Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams that could score from anywhere on the field. And they did last year, you know, for a big chunk of time. Then you add Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just moves the chains. And, you know, Sam Laporta and this rookie, Isaac Tislaz, looks phenomenal to me. I mean, they've got some questions in the middle of the offensive line. Graham Glasgow goes left guard to center. They got a rookie right guard in there right now. But, I mean, if Jared Goff gets some time, I don't care who's on the what Green Bay's got. I mean, they're going to get the ball to these playmakers, and they can score in a hurry. I like Detroit's offense in this game, and therefore I kind of like the Lions to go up into Green Bay and win.
Yeah, what a win that would be if Detroit's able to beat Green Bay with the new coordinators, the new coaching staff that they have out there with Dan Campbell at the helm. We're all looking at Sunday Night Football, though, Baldy. Massive, massive game. Rematch of last year's AFC Divisional Round showdown between the Ravens and the Bills earlier this summer. Buffalo was the favorite. Now Baltimore is the favorite. As the Bills have been dealing with some injuries, and the secondary has looked rather shaky throughout the preseason. I guess, how do you see these two teams fitting together in the rematch of last year's incredible playoff game? Who do you think wins this really high-leverage game when you take a look at tiebreakers going down the line?
Well, I saw Baltimore at training camp this summer, and I thought they were the best team in football. I thought they were the most stacked roster. Both Lamar and Derrick Henry looked phenomenal. I think they've the offensive line last year to start the season wasn't nearly as good as it was at the end of the season, and I think they've gotten better. So I feel like Baltimore is the team to beat in the AFC, and I think, you know, I mean, you watched that game last year, you know, the first play, Derrick Henry goes 87 yards for a touchdown. I don't know that's going to happen, But I feel like Baltimore's offense can be unstoppable. And I think Buffalo is going to struggle against this offense. And so I like Baltimore in this game.
How concerned are you, Baldy, about the Bills' secondary, not just in week one, but over the balance of this season?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, they've had a lot of they've been drafting. They've had a lot of injuries. They've let a lot of guys go. I think it's a real question. You watch them even in the, you know, in the preseason, and the safeties look very, very questionable right now. Taron Johnson is probably their best secondary player, and he's a great nickel. But when you look at some of the other guys they have right now, you know, Christian Benford got a new contract. God bless him, sixth-round pick out of Villanova. But, you know, Taylor Rapp and, you know, you look at the guys they have, I don't know. We'll see what Cole Bishop is in his second season right now. But they look vulnerable. Let's just say that. They look vulnerable. Tre'Davious White is back again. We'll see if he can regain any of the form that he had before injuries. But it doesn't look like it's a strength to this defense or this team right now.
And Christian Benford limited in practice today for the Bills. And Sean McDermott, we said this in the first hour, his quote was, "We'll see on if Benford's going to play on Sunday night." I like the Ravens also going up against the Buffalo Bills. And Baldy, it just feels to me, and I like the Chiefs to win the AFC and win the Super Bowl, that everyone loves Josh Allen this year, and I do too. And everyone loves Lamar Jackson this year, and I do too. It does feel like to me like people are sleeping on Kansas City. And in the NFL Top 100 list that came out earlier this week, Patrick Mahomes was fifth on the list. Baldy, if you had a vote, would you have voted Patrick Mahomes number one on the top 100?
Yeah, because of what he's done, what he's done in the postseason. It's remarkable what he's done. And he, you know, just watch him in the preseason. He played in every preseason game. He wanted to play. He played well. He looks much leaner. He looks much faster than he has been. And the biggest question in Kansas City was, could they get the left side of the offensive line fixed? And it looks like they've upgraded it. Now, we'll see what Josh Simmons, we'll see what, you know, the guys look like, you know, Friday against the Chargers. But if that line holds up, Nick, I mean, the speed they have in Thornton and in Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, like the speed they have at those positions, you might see a return of what Patrick Mahomes once was when Tyreek Hill was in the offense. It might be bombs away. I've seen that with Andy Reid before. When he got Terrell Owens in Philadelphia, it was bombs away with Donovan McNabb. This Thornton can fly. All these guys can fly. And so I think they're going to get, you know, some big chunk plays back in this offense. And if they do, they're really going to be tough to stop.
Is the media, Baldy, disrespecting Patrick Mahomes coming into this season?
I don't know if they're – I don't know how you could disrespect him. I mean, if you're not respecting him, then you're not.
Everyone's basically crowning Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and the Ravens and the Bills and acting like the Chiefs don't exist. It feels that way to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Well, I mean, the Chiefs still were 15-1 last year before they sat everybody the last week of the season. They were still 15-1. Like, nobody else was 15-1 like that. That's the best coach, coordinator, quarterback combination we've seen since, you know, Brady, Belichick, Josh McDaniels in their prime. It's the best. Like, you can't go against these guys. You know, Patrick Mahomes, if he was on this right now, he'd say, you know, in his distinctive voice of his, is that he's getting 10 new plays from Andy Reid every week, and he can't wait to get on the practice field to try him out. That's just Andy tinkering. Like, they're never going to stop trying to get this thing ignited. So you could talk about Josh, and you could talk about Lamar, and they are great, great players. But none of those guys can compare to Mahomes in the postseason.
Oh, baby. That's why I'm taking the Chiefs to win the AFC again this year. Baldy, we've got 3 minutes left. I want to hit you with three offensive line questions around the league, and you're the best when it comes to breaking this down. Let's start with the big news today, and it sucks for the Jets. Elijah Vera Tucker, who I think is their best offensive lineman at right guard, out for the season for a team that was going to be like a run-first team and trying to have that be their identity. Pittsburgh's coming to town this weekend with Cam Hayward, TJ Watt and company. Can the Jets survive the loss of AVT, Baldy, this weekend against Pittsburgh and for this regular season? 40 seconds for the answer.
Well, I mean, he is their best lineman, and it's a shame. This is third major injuries he suffered now. He was named the captain of the team, you know, because of the way he played all preseason. But, you know, in one preseason game, I saw Joe Tippmann playing guard and Josh Myers at center, and that's probably what they're going to go with against Pittsburgh, against maybe as good a defensive front as there is in football, and they want to run the football, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different ways to do it. They're not going to be as good without Ali Vera Tucker, not just at the point of attack, but he is great in space. Him and John Simpson both can pull and lead and run powers and all those kind of things. They're not going to be as good up front, and it's awful. It's just an awful situation.
30 seconds for this one. Can the Houston Texans' new-look offensive line hold up on Sunday in L.A. against Jared Verse, Fisk, Kobe Turner, and company on the L.A. Rams defensive front?
I literally just asked C.J. Stroud this question in an interview I just did with him for NFL Network. And he said part of the fun is breaking in new guys. You know, Ariante Ursery and Laken Tomlinson, like, they're going to be challenged by that front from the Rams. They're very, very good. And so their season ended last year, and they changed coordinators and offensive line coaches because of how bad they were against Kansas City. I don't think it's going to be as merciless as it was in that playoff loss, but I would think C.J. Stroud is going to be looking to get rid of the ball awfully quick.
And last one, 20 seconds for the answer. Falcons-Bucks on Sunday. Both blindside protectors are out. Tristan Wirfs for the Bucks, Caleb McGarry for Atlanta. Which quarterback and team is better set up to withstand that loss? Penix and the Falcons or Baker Mayfield and the Bucks in 20 seconds?
Well, yeah, ironically, both guys protect the blindside of their quarterbacks, Michael Penix being left-handed, losing the right tackle. I would say the Bucks are better suited to handle it right now just because of Baker's ability to maneuver the pocket, and he's got a lot of really good options to throw the ball right now. I would say Baker's a little bit better equipped, and it's experience that he has to handle life without Tristan Wirfs to start the season.
I'll just tell you this, Baldy. I think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday, and I hope that I'm right about that with Michael Penix Jr. going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baldy, you're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well, safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Nick. Semi, all the best, man. I'll talk to you next week. See you guys.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.